RNZ Pacific, kia orana, I'm Milika Pusiaki with the news. The South Pacific Tourism Organization says the Pacific is making a swift recovery after many island nations and territories closed their borders amid the peak of COVID-19. The organization, which has 20 government members, is the mandated representative for tourism in the Pacific. Its chief executive, Chris Cocker, says tourism in the region has always been resilient. He says visitor arrivals across countries like Fiji, French Polynesia and the Cook Islands have been on the rise.
It's a huge bounce back. We could see a strong rebound from the Australian New Zealand market. And, you know, everybody's been tired of staying put in one area. They want to travel. They want to get out of their homes to see and visit places, visit their families and friends.
Samoa and Tonga reopened their borders to visitors recently. And Tonga has lifted the requirement for supervised rapid COVID-19 testing prior to entering the country. The kingdom opened its borders on August 1st and recently reviewed the situation. Health orders are no longer be required for incoming flights. Supervised rapid antigen tests are not needed for entry. And Tongan travelers with a valid Tongan passport or certificate of identity no longer need to show a vaccination certificate in order to enter. The health arrival declaration is still needed, and all travelers are still encouraged to have full vaccination with booster dose completed before traveling to Tonga. All arriving passengers are still encouraged to follow the advised preventative measures, including wearing masks in public places. A strategic alliance of Pacific Island nations and international institutions is tackling the increased spread of dangerous mosquito-borne diseases such as dengue fever and malaria. Participants from Fiji, Samoa, Palau and Tonga joined the first of two workshops at the QMR Pekofa's Mosquito Control Laboratory in Brisbane, Australia. It is one of the few facilities in the Southern Hemisphere with quarantine authority to house various exotic insecticide-resistant mosquitoes that transmit viruses such as dengue fever, Zika viruses, chikungunya, and malaria. Christina Pesico reports.
Head of Mosquito Control, Associate Professor Greg Devine, said the workshops include lab work, a field trip, and modules on how to identify different mosquito species, test for insecticide resistance, and assess the effectiveness of key control tools such as bed nets. He said environmental changes caused by climate change, population growth, and increasing travel between countries are all contributing to the spread of mosquito-borne diseases. The Pacific Community's senior epidemiologist, Dr. Selenita Sakita, said mosquito-borne diseases remain a significant threat to the health and socio-economic well-being of the region. He said the number of outbreaks is rising, with 96 reported in the Pacific region between 2012 and 2021.
Two policemen in New Caledonia have been given jail terms for causing a fatal car accident while drunk. The criminal court sentenced the men to 3 years and 2 years in prison, respectively, for causing the death of a 66-year-old woman in Bondami. Driving at excessive speed, they hit the woman's vehicle, killing her and seriously injuring two other people. Tests showed they were both intoxicated, with the driver more than six times over the legal limit. Investigations showed while being off duty, the two had been drinking and driving for 2 days, and minutes before the crash, they bought more whiskey and beer. The prosecutor said the two had a feeling of impunity and mocked the law they were supposed to enforce. The American Samoa Health Department has issued an advisory about increasing cases of hand, foot, and mouth disease, especially among school-age children. The advisory, released on Friday local time, noted the symptoms included fever, mouth sores, and a rash commonly found on the hands and feet. It is said people with that disease are usually most contagious during the first week they are sick, and people can sometimes spread the virus to others for days or weeks after symptoms go away or if they have no symptoms. The advisory said because the illness is common and usually mild, children can continue to go to childcare and schools as long as they have no fever, no uncontrolled drooling with mouth sores, and they feel well enough to participate in classroom activities. No data was available in the advisory as to the number of cases confirmed so far. Samoa's Ministry of Health reported 7 new cases of COVID-19 in the week from September 18th to 25th. The ministry statement on Sunday local time said there were no cases at Moto'otua Hospital. The new infections took the cumulative number of positive cases, both community and border cases, to 15,941. Tonga's Geological Services says the recent Home Reef volcano activity poses a low risk to the Vava'u and Hapai communities. A newly emerged island is continuing to grow as a result of the erupting undersea volcano between the island groups of Vava'u and Hapai. The unnamed island emerged from the Home Reef on September 10th, with Tongan authorities reporting plumes of steam stretching up to 2 kilometers into the sky. Head geologist Daniela Kula said, late last week, the island was about 15 acres in size.
So the island now is about 15 acres on the 20th day of the eruption. It's in effusive eruption, so it's just lava flow, just magma, new magma coming up. And solidifying. Yeah, just mostly lava flow.
The newborn island is expected to submerge back into the ocean. Hundreds of travelers were left stranded across French Polynesia after a firefighter strike crippled domestic aviation. 42 airports run by the Civil Aviation Directorate are affected by the stoppage by some of the firefighters over better pay. Air Tahiti, which has been forced to cancel some flights, stopped taking bookings pending a resolution of the dispute. The Vice President Jean-Christophe Puiseux has ruled out accepting demands of a 20% indemnity hike. Further negotiations involving the unions are expected today. Mr. Puiseux has not ruled out calling on the French High Commission to requisition a skeleton service. The airports exempt from the strike are Tahiti, Porapora, Rangiroa, and Raiatea. Also in French Polynesia, former president and veteran politician Gaston Floss has been given a suspended prison sentence for producing a fake contract to register as a Papeete voter. The criminal court gave him a 9-month sentence, an $8,000 fine, and declared him ineligible for public office for 5 years, dashing his hopes of standing in next year's territorial elections. In 2019, Floss enlisted himself as a candidate for the municipal election in Papeete, claiming he had moved into a rented 15-square-meter apartment within his party's headquarters. However, the court found that the sublease was a fake and signed by someone who no longer administered the premises. The Indonesian government is promising a full investigation after at least 125 people died in a stampede at a local football match. Fans begin rioting after the game between two sides with a bitter rivalry, and police responded with a tear gas. RNZ correspondent Richard Kimber reports.
Indonesia's President Joko Widodo is calling for a full inquiry into what happened and is ordering that all games in the country's top league be postponed. Trouble began after the final whistle in a game between long-standing rivals Arema FC and Persebaya Surabaya. The match finished 3-2 to Persebaya. As the players began leaving the field, fans started rioting and then invading the pitch, clashing with scores of police. Videos on social media show police wielding riot shields and batons, responding with force and firing numerous rounds of tear gas. Chaotic stampedes and crashes then ensued as more than 40,000 fans in attendance tried to escape through the stadium exits.
And in sport, the Penrith Panthers outclassed the Parramatta Eels to win back-to-back NRL titles for the first time. After leading 18-0 at halftime, the Panthers won 28-12 at Olympic Stadium in Sydney. That's the latest news from RNZ Pacific. For more on our stories, head to our website, rnzi.com.